Blog Talk Radio.
We don't need to hear this shit.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you...
Okay, goddammit, I had to get that shit off. Well, yesterday was the 4th. No, today is the 4th. This weekend, I was with my family. Man, I had a ball. I'm talking about a real fucking ball. So, what we gonna talk about today? Going hard. Shit. Now, I think I said that before, didn't I? We gotta go hard. Shit. Fellas, you gotta get to this point in your growth. Every single one of you are interested in my shit much more for the conquest that you could have or get. Now, once you've mastered having real confidence, there's a lot of things available to you, and you're going to be thrilled. But there's something greater than that thrill you need to think about. And you know what that is, fellas? Sex. You all want it, but have you really thought about it? I don't mean have you fantasized about it. I mean, have you really thought about it? What it is, why it matters so much, and who does it matter most to? Have you thought about that kind of shit? Because I have, and I do. I think about shit like that regularly because I'm not a fake. So what I'm saying is this. Did you know... Wait, 623. What's up with you, bro? What's happening,
bro,
man?
Bud.
What's up?
So, man, I just want to thank you, man, and I just wanted to thank you for all that you do, man, as far as the games. You are a true G, man. You are OG. You will always be my OG, man. I really appreciate the lessons that you give out each and every day for us, man. You're changing lives out here. And it's a blessing to hear you every day.
Thank you, brother. What's your question?
So the question is, I know a lot of OGs, and I know a lot of these young dudes. They're asking, you know, is there an end goal to this? Where does the end go? So basically. You want to keep these hoes for life. You want to keep them for a long term.
Wait. First and foremost, you got to understand there is an end game. You can design your end game. But the thing is, you have to wait for it to develop. And a lot of you guys don't. So the end game, you ask, what is the end game? What would you imagine the end game being?
Probably ending up with the end game is probably just ending up with, I mean, these women, there's all types of women, but the end game to me is just gaining all that you have gained in your experience, in your life, everything you ever got, working hard for it, and probably still with the girls that I've had when I was 20
check this out. Even though we are motherfuckers, you know, we off in this abadabba, you know, and we doing things a certain way. Even
right.
though we're doing that. We are doing no different than the average American. We doing what we do for our living, and we're going to do it to the best of our ability. We're going to try to acquire what we can acquire. We're going to live as good as we live can. And in the end, we're going to look and rest on our laurels. Like any person that works at the shipyard or the railroad or any person, you know, there is the mystic, as far as the mysticism about the game, is that it's like you're trying to do something else other than what everybody else is doing, and that's just not the case. It's the opposite.
Right.
In the game, you're taking the avenue you're taking versus the avenue that the guy that takes to work at Mobil Oil. Both of you are doing what you, if that's the case, going to do for income, and you're going to do whatever you can to do better. So the guy that works at Mobil Oil, and he's making X amount of dollars, that don't mean he's going to be doing that for 40 years, but he could be doing it for 40 years. And if he does do it for 40 years, in those 40 years, he's going to make whatever his future happen. But what I'm saying is, what if during those 40 years, since he was at work and he was a go-getter type dude, he used the money he was making to start a real business of his own, which means he's no longer a Mobil Oil person, which means he's now self-sufficient based on the income of his business, which means the same thing for him that it would mean for me. We just went about it. Go ahead.
So this is a business. This is a business.
This what?
If you talk to 200 women a week, you talk to 200 women a week. That's a business.
No, it's not, man.
And you only.
No, it's not. How is it a business? Where's your income?
If you talk to 200.
Where is your income?
My income?
No, I ain't asking your income. I'm saying, where is your income from talking to 200 bitches a week? Because that's the only way it would be a business, is if it became an income.
Yeah.
Well, where's the income talking to 200 bitches a week? If anything, you got expenditures because you're spending.
Yeah.
So what's your point then?
No. You're saying that it's the same amount of work as if a 9-to-5 dude is going to the oil mill and he works 10, 12 hours a day versus me.
No, stop. I'm not saying that. See, this is the thing about talking. You know, you got to be really willing to listen to what someone is saying. You just can't make it go with what you think. Because I didn't say nothing about that just now. What I'm saying is, you said if you talk to 200 women a day, it's a business. Now, that's totally different from what me and you was originally talking about. Now, you might want it to be the same, but it's not. That's why I stopped you and said, where's the income? Because if you're talking to 200 women a day and this is your business, you have to be getting something out of it, like income. And if you're not, you can't make the analogy that it's in a business. That's where, if that's the case, you're thinking is going off and you're going to be wrong.
Yeah.
You can't think something and make it right just because you think it. Talking to 200 women a day of whatever, 200 women a week is not a business. It's what you have to do in order, if that's the case, to be in business. Now, you ain't doggone going to get paid for what you have to do to get this business going. Well, I take that back. You will. But my point is that what you have to do to get this business going is what you have to do. It might not be no income in it for you. But once it's going and you continue to do that stuff, it's a part of what made you successful. It's not your business. Your business is what's actually generating the money. So you're talking to 200 women a week. so you can get 3, 4, 5 of them to get with you. And now your business is what you're going to do with that 3, 4, or 5. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Right, right. There we go. There we go. That's the one. That, okay, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you talk, if I'm talking to 200 women a week, and I only get about 5 ones that want to fuck with me, or I only get about 6 ones that want to fuck me out of the 200, and then they give me that money. Once they start giving me that money, it's up to me what I want to do with it.
Yeah, but wait. This is not about pimping. I ain't talking about pimping no bitch. I'm talking about life. Hey, what I'm saying is I don't pimp on hoes no more, but I still charge bitches every day. What I'm saying is this is what I'm trying to get you motherfuckers to understand. Fuck this pimp shit, because you ain't no goddamn pimp. You ain't got pimping in you. So to try to analogize everything along with the pimping, you ain't going to do it. You're going to take shortcuts. Man, if you're talking to 200 bitches a goddamn week and you catch however 2 or 1, that one bitch finna fulfill your goddamn dreams. Why? Because you know what the fuck to do, because you know what you want it to do. You just have to put the work in order to do it. So you can't say my business is working to catch bitches to do this. My business is having bitches paying me. Period. Now, what I got to do to have that business is on me, because just like I talk to 200 women a week, some other motherfucker might talk to 3 or 4 women a week and still have as many bitches as me. Who's the best?
Yeah.
Who's doing it right?
Yeah.
See that quiet? See that silence? That's because this is true shit. And, you know, you got to understand, it ain't no one fucking answer. There is a correct answer if this is the circumstances you're working under and this says this is correct. But other than that, every time you come up against or with something, it's new and it's up to you to deal with it with what the fuck you know to do, not what somebody else did. That's rote learning. Of course, what?
You know. Also, if I have a woman that gives me $1,500, and I have another woman that gives me $1,000, and I flip that money into a business, that's an end game for me. That's an end game for me.
Well, that's an end game, okay. But what I'm saying is, the question initially is, what is the end game? You know, why? Otherwise, why are you guys out there? Why would you be out there? And I'm explaining that there is no end game like that. I'm not doing it because I'm going to be a professional football player and at the end of the time I'm going to... No, man, the end game is what you make it during your time in the game. Because it's going to end at one point.
Yes, sir.
And if your ass ain't ready for whatever it is, then you didn't have an end game. Now, let me tell you this. I didn't have no fucking end game. Listen, I wasn't in this pit because, man, when I get through, man, I want to, you know, make sure I'm this, I want to this. I didn't do none of that. I was in this shit right now for the day, for right now, however much I can have, and whatever's left over, in the end, I'm going to decide then what to do. I am not trying to live my fucking life so I can live a certain way when I'm older. I am trying to live a smart life, so that when I'm older, I don't have to go through no changes. But this is what people do, period. Not what people in the game do. It's what people do when they get responsible. And what you guys are, I mean, not what you guys, but what all of you should understand about the life, the people in it don't look at it like you guys look at it. You guys look
right
at it so... It's weird, man. All we doing is going to work every day. To
right.
us.
We go to work,
That's all we doing. We going to work every day. We get paid. You know, maybe we get paid every day. Okay, that's a benefit. But all of that is why I'm going through the changes to be in this life. Just like the welder put on all that welding shit so he can weld. because he knows what's going to be safe for him. There is no difference as far as the outcome, the end game. The end game for me is to make sure my daughter ain't got shit to worry about. The end game for me is to make sure my daughter can be proud of her dad, if that's the case. I mean, we got the same end game, bro, is what I'm saying. And my point is I wish you guys would stop separating the shit like that. Because it's not separate. It's different. Mm. It's not separate. I'm an electrician, and you're a carpenter. We have things in common, if that's the case, as far as we're both workers. But we do different things. But in whatever it is, I drive a backhoe. Whatever I do, whatever you do, we looking out for whatever our family, our house, our bills, blah, blah, blah. It's all the same. It's just the way you go about it. Some motherfuckers want to be like The Rock, a professional wrestler. Hey, hold on. Nigga, you gotta call me back. I'm doing the video. Like that motherfucker Rock. His end game wasn't to become an actor.
Right.
To him, his end game was to be a badass motherfucking wrestler. But all this motherfucking shit, during the course of him doing that shit, he started getting action from this Hollywood shit, and the end game for him didn't change, but the path that he was taking changed. He's no longer a wrestler. He's now an actor. But what he did and what people like me do, see, let's say The Rock, he could have been a wrestler, Hall of Fame, blah, blah, blah. But instead, he used his popularity to skip all the bullshit of making the bum movies, coming up the ladder of an actor. You know, you see him, you know, he's been acting 20, 30 years. Oh, yeah, he earned. The Rock used his popularity in wrestling and turned it into where his, not, I ain't going to say his first movie, but I'm going to say where his first movie made him a movie star. Because he was already a star, his end game can change from what it is now. What if he go into politics? I'm saying you got to understand that question, and that question was real deep, and I like that you asked it. But I got a couple more people. I can't stay on here with you, bro.
Hey, God bless you. God bless you, Rosebud.
Hey, listen, you can stay on and you can talk again, but I got to get the other fellas. Hey, 414, what's up?
What's up? Yes, sir, OG. Just checking in from a winter wonderland. Like you was just saying, man, it's the evolution. And with a lot of these brothers, they need to take this from heart, man. You really tell.
I can't hear you, man. Come on, speak up.
I said that the evolution is called life. It's meaning that long as you know, like you said, that it can be a thousand of us standing on one needle, man. And a lot of these dudes don't appreciate the fact of the matter, man. Man, he good. As long as you stay down, you gonna come up. And the game told him.
I'm 150% in support of what you're saying, bro. That's real. You have to stay down. You can't cut.
Gotta stay down. More.
Gotta stay down in order to come up. That's what's happening, man, for real. 701, what's up with you?
Bud, how you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. What's happening?
Shit, I'm just chilling over here enjoying your show, man. If I got a question, I'm gonna come back with you. You can just put me on, just put me on.
All right, man. All right, all you guys, check this out. I got so much to say today, man. Things are going on. But listen, my point in all of this, First of all, let me go back up. Did you guys know that women crave common as much as your motherfucking ass do? I'm sure you probably had an idea. But have you ever thought of, out of 10 sexual encounters you have as a man, and 10 sexual encounters they have you ever thought about who conned the most? See, women have to accept a lot of shit during sex that men don't. Excuse me. And on the other hand, men gotta accept a lot of shit that women don't. But what I'm saying is this. Women come about 2 or 3 times out of 10. Some of them, you know, maybe 10 out of 10. Sometimes it's 10 out of 10. But my point is this. Once you realize that you come in every time you put your dick in the pussy. Well, once you realize that, see, you'll never chase pussy again. Because when you chase it, you actually run from it. God damn it, somebody at my door. Hold on. You don't have a key? Lena, do you have it? All right. I'm sorry, you guys. You actually chase, when you're chasing it, you're really running from it. You have to understand why you got the power. You have the power. Think about this. Do you look for the perfect lover? See, women look for the perfect lover. And unless you meet that criteria, you're not going to fully satisfy her. Men have their particulars. But as long as the motherfucker's into pussy, it's all. And what's better, what's worse? I'm saying you have to realize this stuff. Do you realize how many times women go unsatisfied in normal sexual encounters? I do. And I'm going to talk about that some more. But on another note, I had to have a conversation, a verbal duel, which my record, for just so you know, is 2,438-0. This fucking 23-year-old fool wanted my shit. So naturally, I'm telling him about it. You know, and as I'm telling him, he cut it off, and then he went on about some shitty thought, and that he felt a real OG would want to enlighten an up-and-coming. Now get this, he's an up-and-coming man or up-and-coming 10. Now, I done drew my double barrel losing. Then I start spraying his goddamn ass. And a little more. I just sprayed him. Now, after I sprayed him, it was so goddamn quiet on the phone. I thought the nigga had hung up. So I said, fool, you there? He said, oh, gee, you mean that shit you talk is for real? Now, I'm saying to myself, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? I heard that shit, and I screamed, nigga, what the fuck do you mean is this shit real? And then he said, you mean you really are a brother who pimped in the 70s and 80s? I said, nigga, how old are you? And he said, 23. I understood then. See, a motherfucker 23 years old, he can really believe this legend of me. So what I'm saying is, the motherfuckers say, I thought you was that actor I saw on American Pimp. I thought you was pretending to be Rosebud on the movie. Now calm it down. I know there is a generation of motherfuckers who grew up on nothing but bullshit. And I might be a fable or a urban legend to them motherfuckers. Somebody made up, like, you know, a gunslinger or whatever. So I say, look, nigga, I'm the original Rosebud Billy Dozen. There's nothing, absolutely nothing fake about me. He's my bad, OG. Man, I love American Pimp. Especially that nigga on there pretending to be you. Fool, do you understand English, you motherfucker? Nigga, I am the nigga you thought was acting. Now, this nigga flips out again. Oh, shit. You gotta be bullshitting. Are you saying you the real fucking Rosebud that they was talking about in American Pimp? After I calmed that nigga down, man, he won't get laced up because I ain't into the hard shit. You know, he was taking me through too much. He creamed, and of course I sent him the whole package that he paid for, because evidently he wasn't bullshitting. And neither was I. What I'm saying is, if you want to get laced, if you want to really understand this shit or get a different view of how to, you know, see confidence in yourself, get at me. Now, you know, thinking about this, I only got maybe 3,000 or 4,000 Facebook friends. And out of that, maybe 100 of them are females. And out of that 100 females, half of them are childhood friends that I grew up with. And to this day, I regret allowing damn near all them goddamn women I friended on my page. The only ones I don't regret are my childhood friends who happen to be female. I just can't stand, well, I just can't see myself in this day and age having a motherfucking female friend. How many females do any one of you have on your line at any time? 701, you got another question. What's up?
Yeah, I was going to ask you a question, but you kind of mentioned it in your conversation. You say you have a little regret. But anyway, first of all, I want to say, rest in peace to your friend, Sheila G, man. That shit is crazy, man. I saw her one of his videos, man. Rest in peace, man. It's crazy. Sheila G.
Listen, man, you ain't going to believe this, but recently I told you guys that I had 4 friends pass. It was last month. Sheila G was one of them. Sheila G got killed. And I don't want to talk about her, but she gone. She ain't going to never see her no more. That one or two videos I made with her is all you're going to have. She gone. She dead. I'm going to her to the repast or whatever tomorrow night at her mom's. So that's just the way it is. Okay, but anyway.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I got a question. Now, I always wonder, you know, everything that comes out your mouth to me is a blessing, man. I hope you fuck with this question. I always wonder, right, to you, okay, besides God and death, what is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear?
Yes, sir.
I have so many fears, man. I don't know which one is the biggest. I'm a scary motherfucker. Hey, I'm mad at this shit all the way to the end. I'm driving, and I'm finna go around the corner, you know, on the freeway. I'm going 80 or whatever. And instead of me just driving, I be thinking, oh, my shit, man, I'm gonna slow down because my car might slide. I think shit, I'm crazy shit. You know, and I know I'm crazy to do it, but I do. And I see, the thing is, my biggest fear is not knowing who I am. and not knowing what I want. If that was the case, shit might have paralyzed me. Because I'd be thinking, you know, to the end, what can happen? I'm a man, I can't help it.
All right, but I was going to ask you, what is your biggest regret in life? But I'm not going to ask you that.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this fucking deep?
Man, it's that nigga that catch a short bus to school with a helmet on, man.
Is this deep?
Yes, sir.
You motherfucker. Hey, I knew it was you by one. Hey, D, I knew it was you by one thing, and you know what that was? You said, okay, I just got one question. Hey, no, you said, okay, I just got one question. But you had three. And when that third one came, I knew it was you. You always got three questions, D.
Hey, man, I just love getting knowledge from you. You know I caught a short bus to school with a helmet on, man, like you say.
All right. Let me keep going, man. I got a lot for y'all today, man. This is going to be a long one. I don't usually have long. But I want to know what or why any dude, any one of you could come on here and answer this. Why would you have female friends? I just want to know. What benefit, how could you benefit, how do you benefit them? I mean, I never had a female friend. I have people that I grew up with, and I would imagine that they are my friends. But I ain't calling them to say hi. I ain't going to come over there and kick it with them. I ain't going to do shit. If I say anything to any one of them motherfuckers, I'm trying to hit that pussy. I can't see riding with some bitch, smoking a joint because we friends. I just can't see it. So somebody, just call in and tell me. You can even say why you don't have no friends. But at least you know why. Call in and bust on me. I just want to know why y'all do it. I got a lot of men who actually realized they had it in them all the time. What they didn't have was the roadmap that I provide to find and learn the confidence this information had for their personal use. And once they realized the key to their search was located so close that they didn't even have to go anywhere, it amazed them. It amazed them to the extent they became motivated. You guys who have yet to find out or find your inner strength only need to do what these men who saw a desire and ran to obtain it did. You just got to want it and go get it. All of you motherfuckers fucking with me have learned the man you aspire to be, this perfect fucking version of whatever you want, is already inside of you. The man you want to be is inside of the man you are. The key is knowing or learning how to release that motherfucker you want to be from that prison you got entrapped in. You got entrapped in a prison trying to navigate life. Real foot stompers, you know, them as hoes. Real foot stompers would never post a picture of themselves on Facebook. I mean, they might take a picture with some girlfriends, and that if it was closer, you'd see her. But taking a picture of herself, a selfie or whatever, bitch ain't gonna do that shit. Bitch ain't gonna do it for the same reason. She would never be a stripper. Because if you can't pay first and look later, fuck you. That's what them motherfuckers think. What the fuck? Did the bar get lowered for looks or what? Do these social media platforms actually encourage the lame, ugly, and out-of-shape women to post their goddamn photos on there? Hell yeah, they do. Why? Because nothing matters anymore. Beauty is beauty. The beauty ain't beauty. Because ugly is beauty. Some of them are photoshopped and they still look ridiculous. So let's face it, I had to learn the hard way. Suckers are a dime a dozen. I have a mind map, which is essential in helping me to use my ability and to incorporate new shit at the same time in my actions. But I don't have to engage every motherfucker who wanna fuck with me. So I end up integrating two ideas into a single redesigned method of dealing with suckers who wanna argue with me. Because if used correctly, doubt is good. I gotta pat myself on the back for this one though. All right, 317, I just seen you pop up. What's happening?
What's up, bud? What's going on?
Nothing, man. Question. What's happening with you?
The female friends, you know. You know, I keep them because, you know, I keep female friends, and some of them are my, like, ex-girlfriends. But I keep them around because you never know when you're going to need somebody. You know, like, you know, like a ride or, you know what I'm saying, I might need to borrow something. Or, you know, it could be a miscellaneous
thing. Oh, that's the weakest shit I ever motherfucking heard, man. Man, I'm going to hang up on you with that bullshit.
But, I mean, or, you know, I want some pussy, too.
Listen.
But
whatever you was talking, listen, please. Whatever the fuck you was just talking about as far as friends go, you got dudes that's going to do that for you. So when you want to ride around and just kick it or whatever, blah, 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 ride around to do. Now, if I ain't about you, if I, honey, don't be lifting all that shit unless you need me. Hold on, something going on in the house. Hold on. Nina.
Female friends, you know, like, even if it's a, you know, one of my homies.
Wait. Now, think of this. I got a daughter. She's 26. And she hear what I be saying. see here my thoughts on different shit. And I wouldn't have a female friend for shit right now today. And I love my daughter, me and her friends. But I ain't having no goddamn female friend. You can't expect me to look at you and not want to fuck you. I'm not saying I got to. What?
Say yeah, that was my next thing I was going to. You know what I mean? Another reason is because I want some pussy too, and I know that females they hold on to friendships with niggas because they use them as an option. You know, but me, I might want some pussy, or I might need you for something. You know, you never know. Because a lot of my homies they don't be there to do shit, but I got female friends and you know some of my homies, so it goes both ways.
Hey, okay, I ain't gonna argue with that because I can believe that. I can believe what you're saying, but. Nothing you're going to say will ever change my mind. Ain't that bitch going to be my friend. I ain't saying I won't speak to him. I ain't saying I won't buy him a drink. I ain't saying I won't loan the bitch $20 if she needs it. I ain't saying none of that. I'm just saying I ain't finna get up in the car or come somewhere with you and you a woman and I ain't thinking about hitting it because then, you know, you're looking at me like some kind of goddamn android or something. I ain't even a real person. Because what I'm saying... What I'm saying is the bitch better be thinking like that when she's looking at me. To me,
right.
Bitch, you don't want
right.
to be my friend. Why you want to ride in the car with me and my friend? You crazy. And she goes, because I like you like that. Whatever, bitch, I don't like you like that. Hey, this is not a I hate women type situation. This is just, you know, my boundaries. I ain't finna... How you calling me at whatever time because we friends? Nah. It got to indicate something. At least I think. Now,
okay.
Hey, but can you
What's
hear me? Hey, hopefully next week I'm going to grab some more tools from you, man. I want to know, man, you got this tool, it's called Catching Semi-Slick Woman. I hope I said it right. What does it mean, semi-slick woman? Can you touch on that?
Catching what?
Semi-slick. S-E-M-I slick. I hope I get it right.
Oh, semi-slick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, man. That's you know, all bras are like that. You know, they sit up and say this, that, and the other slick shit that they heard, you know, girlfriend, blah, 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 all this old shit. They act like they know what's going on. They know what time it is. But in reality, they just squares and they just talking shit. Because soon as something comes down, they're going to start crying. This is how they are. They just fraudulent. Yeah. All right?
It's all good, man. I'm still listening, man.
You know what? Okay, so let's continue. See, I know doubt. I doubt myself a lot. And I really got to pat myself on the back because it showed me my tank is full again. Because I actually agree with the criticism that you guys give my generation. But you got to understand we're a product or you're a product of the incarceration generation. A lot of OGs, my friends, a little older, who would have been schooling y'all on this abadabra, they were sent to prison for long sentences. At least that's what, you know, happened to a lot of your goddamn brothers and fathers and uncles. You know, some of us are a little behind because we didn't have any teachers or tangible role models. But that don't mean you have to go easy on us. The truth of the matter is I'll take it whatever way it comes to me. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what caused the situation to come about. I don't believe in excuses or pity. I believe in solutions. And that's what my videos are giving you. Solutions to the mistakes I've made in my beliefs and execution of this abadabra. So, it is apparent to me, people just don't understand how far and deep life is. And you want to know the funny thing about dudes today? Every single one of them are big gamers. There are no beginners or intermediate players at all. They're all at the top of their profession. The thing about that is, I know it's impossible to be a fact. Hey, you guys, I'm overhearing my daughter. I cannot concentrate. Hold on. Baby, please, stop dwelling on this. Stop dwelling on it. Stop dwelling on it, baby. You're going to make it work. Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to make it work, baby. Just relax. Just relax, honey. You good, Barbary? You got all your stuff? Go get Blue Brick. She still there? Okay. Just relax, Layla. Something. It is. It's always something. It's going to always be something, Lena. That's why you have to be in control of everything you can. You can't let people control you. Now, don't do it again, Lena. Get out of this. Get it all over. And don't do it again. Get it out, you, Lena. You see, but you can lose. We're gonna try to replace Marjorie. But, you know, you don't want nothing to happen to anything I leave you, so don't make these mistakes. Okay? Seriously. Just relax. And you know, whatever you need, I got you over here. Just be calm, all right? Stop tripping. All right, you guys. I'm sorry, man. I got to take care of some shit when it happens. Hey, so you guys listen. This is where I'm coming from. All you motherfuckers, well, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say this. It's impossible for everybody to be on top of their game. So everybody cannot be on the same level. That's why you guys say, man, I'm this, I'm that, and you don't care if you are or if you aren't. You know you bullshitting. The motherfucker that's saying it over across the street, you know he bullshitting. You know whoever you hear say it is lying. I'm this, I'm that. They lying and you know it. Why you know it is because you say the same shit and you lying. Man, you guys don't understand what that is doing to the fabric of who you are. You know you lie to yourself, so how can you believe anything you think? I mean, when you call yourself being serious, how can you believe it? When you know you ain't going to do nothing but tell yourself a lie about the very next thing that comes in your head. That's why you guys don't do shit. That's why you're procrastinators. Yeah, man, fuck all you guys with that bullshit. All you motherfuckers that are actually down and dirty, you shouldn't even allow every motherfucker getting in this goddamn game to claim to be on the same level you on. Now, I ain't talking about fighting and all that old stupid shit. I'm saying I would think you thought more of what it took for you to get to where you are than to just let any Tom, Dick, and fucking Harry enter in the fucking game claiming your shit. But then again, you know, this is the new age. The motherfuckers claim they motherfucking abadabas on par with the best players. And I know in this fucking abadabas there are many levels. And when you enter the show and tell level of the game, you better be ready. Because there's many motherfuckers who claim to be this or that. But think of this, of those motherfuckers who choose to make that claim, are they willing to be called on it? I'm lucky because I can make claims I've already been on. And you only have to fucking do your research to verify what I'm saying. Hey, you, my goddamn 10th friend and cohort, you know we on another level now. The level I'm speaking about, shit, now my mouth is big. Rather than you put your motherfucking fist in my mouth to shut it up, you can easily do that by calling on your goddamn skills. Flash on me. What you got to do to me? I ain't talking about flashing money. I'm talking about flashing some of the things your good game having motherfucking ass acquired in this adaptation. Believe me, my good motherfucking young friend, I want to be shut up so I can give you the respect you deserve. Shut me up. Any motherfucker that can back up what he says in a man's fashion deserves all my goddamn respect. And just so you know, there is not a motherfucking man alive that won't back up his goddamn shit with his flash, especially when called upon to do so. I want to respect you, but you can't make no fucking claims to me. Because they put doubt in my mind concerning the level you own. And if you can't flash to show that you own this level, then how can you be taken seriously? Come on, man. Now, if you're inclined to do so, show what you know pertaining to this game. This isn't something you want to do. I understand. Because what I'm saying is if you don't want to do it, you just can't be taken seriously. Don't misunderstand this video. This is not a challenge for you to get upset by. This is to set the record straight pertaining to your claims. We need this. We need it. We need the confidence it takes to make claims. You guys are arrogant. Arrogance is not confidence. Arrogance is making claims knowing you ain't shit and you still making the claim. Confidence is just verifying the claim. Who was it? 870, I think it was. What's up, 870? 870.
What up, Mr. Bud, man?
What's that?
I got a daughter, and I just wanted to know, like, how can I be a better father? Because, you know, I just saw this movie. You know, James Bond had a daughter in this new movie. I was like, you know, that's the white folk version of a pimp. So I'm like, if this motherfucker have a baby, and I'm thinking, well, shit, I need to go out like him. You know, I ain't going to spoil the movie or whatever, but he risked it all for his baby. So I'm trying to be a better father.
My question is,
how can I be a better father when you got a daughter?
Hey, man, you can't be no better father always talking. So you got to listen. What I'm saying is this, bro. What do you think you're not doing right now as a father?
Well, I already know what I'm not doing.
Well, I didn't ask you that, man. I'm saying, what is it?
What you mean? I mean, I already know what I'm not doing. I'm not.
Well, then tell me if you already know, bro. Can you listen? If you already know, how can you ask me what I mean?
I mean just being a better father, doing activities. You know, I'm not one of them type of niggas that. Excuse my language. I'm not one of them kind of guys that do other stuff, like little corny, lame, cheesy stuff. I don't do that.
Hey, stop right there. First and foremost, you got to quit categorizing the shit like you're doing because it makes you not even want to do it, and you're saying you should be doing it.
You're damn right. You know?
So I'm saying, to me, you already know how to be a good father. You just ain't doing it.
Well, I had to ask you because you said call in, didn't you? Like,
man, okay. I mean, if that's
the case. That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. I wanted to make the show a little bit better, but that was a legitimate question. How can you be a better father as a black man in America?
It is a legitimate question. How could you be a better dad? That's legitimate. But, well, I'm not a nigga that's gonna answer some shit. You know, I make you think. And if you know, then you should bring it out of your head on your own, and then we kick it about that. I don't want to be the motherfucker to say every goddamn thing, tell you all the goddamn answers. No, man, you already know how to be a good father. You already know what you ain't doing. So why don't you say on the other end, I should start doing this. I should quit looking at lame-ass this and lame-ass that. I should, you know, be more into what I know I should be into. I mean, that's growth. The way you doing, you ain't going to do nothing but do this shit tomorrow. Same shit. Because you ain't trying to identify shit. You ain't trying to come up with nothing. You just trying to ask a question. Questions are important.
I just asked a question. You should get you a channel so you can run your goddamn mouth
instead of listening. Once you do that, bro, get you a channel. I'm gone.
Man, I'm
gone. I ain't got time to be talking to no motherfucker that don't want to listen. People need confidence. Bro ain't got no confidence. You can tell a scary motherfucker just by talking to him. Who needs confidence the most? The man that got confidence or the man who don't have confidence? Who needs it the most? Those of you who are probably brave enough to tackle that question may be some people with confidence. But confidence is not something a person can do without. You got to have it. Excuse me. So the answer is they both need it equally, but for different reasons. A lot of people think if you was rich, your life should be smooth. Let me pose this to you. If you made $100 and your bills was $75, would you be better off than me since I make $2,000 and my bills are $1,500? Well, you would think the person that's making the most money would be better off, but both of the motherfuckers are spending 75% of their income on bills. So if you spend your $75 on whatever and you get hungry, you might want to go get a hamburger or something. This motherfucker that's spending $1,500 on his bills and he gets hungry, he might want to go to a restaurant and have a full dinner. Both of you getting full. Both of you spending your money the way you want to. So you're really equal in that sense. Now, since I was both of those guys, I can tell you firsthand, a man making the least amount of money is afraid of the things he's not sure of. Not having money for him is a curse. And he can only be comfortable in doing what he's done in the past. Anything new or anything involving something of his desire, he's going to shun away from that. Now, the man with the better income is afraid it's all a dream. As much time as the man with a good income spends shoring up his confidence, he spends almost as much time feeling uncertain about the goddamn things in his life. The major difference is the man with the money is not afraid of doubt. especially when he's doubting himself. Because doubt is like gas to your car for a confident man. So, does it take money to be confident? No. It takes honesty. The richest men in the world are really wimps, and they rely on their money to get what they want. Having money is what it's all about to them. If you believe that and don't have no money, where does that leave you? Don't tell me that's not what you believe. Having money is all what it's all about. You can't tell me that's not what you believe. But if you believe that, where the fuck are you? Because you ain't got no goddamn money. What's that saying, man? This is why you motherfuckers need to fuck with Sidewalk University. The shit we learn literally promotes you to go forward. At Sidewalk University, we embrace all of our thoughts, even doubt. While doubt for a motherfucker lacking confidence is another nail in his coffin, my point is each of you motherfucking men out there can use my confidence course today. If you knew you was lacking confidence and had opportunity to get exactly what you needed in that regard, what would you do with it? Or how would you use it? I know you ain't thought of that. The way the country is going, I believe you just see what they do. With dress, cold, and that you're embracing as a statement, we just accepting that everything we do is less and less important. When we used to go to church, you would put on your Sunday's best. Why? Because it's an event. You're going to church. You're going there to be a little closer or have a conversation with God, and you're just on another level. And it's formal. It's a formal thing. Now, since church is all about the money, they take that formal dress away so that any motherfucker can come to church as long as you got $10. Fuck that. We couldn't come in the church unless we was in a suit and tie. 267, what's up with you?
Huh?
What's happening?
Yeah. What's it?
Hey, bro, come on. I can talk. I can't hear you.
Yeah, you can host. I'm talking to him. Yeah. Can't get the money.
Hey, man, I can't talk to you because you don't want to talk, man. I can't stand fucking with people like you.
Start
open your mouth and talk, man. Man, some dudes are just punks, man. Glute-ass motherfucker. I'm trying to tell you shit, man. This is important. Now, how the fuck would you use this confidence you get? I'm telling you, when we used to go to church, it was in our Sunday best. When we used to go to funerals, we have a suit on. Not necessarily a Sunday best, but it's formal. It was formal. So what I'm saying is, when you went to go look for a job, you had to dress that at least looked like you wanted a job. You know, you put on appropriate clothes, you put on appropriate attitude. 336, what's going on with you?
Bud, what's up, bro?
Nothing was happening.
Shit, man, you talking about confidence, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, these motherfuckers don't value confidence because they don't even value their own mind, bud. They don't value themselves, so they can never even get to the point of wanting confidence, man. You got to value yourself. You got to see yourself as the ultimate value in life before you even think about confidence being something that you need or not need.
All right. Now, what's your question? Because I agree with your point.
So my question is, how do you get these guys to see that they've been conditioned to value, you know, materialism and value these other opinions of other people? How do you get them to see that their self is the highest value before the materialism?
Well, that's what I call myself doing, bro. I'm trying to get all y'all to see you the shit. It's about you. It's about what you want, when you want it. It's about how you want to do shit. Ain't about everybody else and all that bullshit that some motherfucker telling you to do. Live for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't that you don't want nobody else to live, but you living for yourself first. Self-preservation.
Right.
That's what selfishness is.
Yeah, but these, they hear it and it sounds good to them, but honestly, they can't grasp it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can't grasp the fact that they the shit.
Okay, but wait. You stating the point. What's the solution?
Oh, the solution, the solution to it is to show them the actual reality, man. Nobody can
see
you.
How are you doing that?
Nobody. You say what?
How are you showing them the actual reality?
You tell them. You ask them who can be your substitute? Who can you tap in to play your life? Nobody can think for you. Nobody can get inside your head and get the things that you want for yourself. So why would you value something outside of yourself? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that, brother. You're saying a lot of shit, man, but you're not really giving no solutions.
I mean, that
if a man's
mind can't grasp the fact that no other man can think for him, no other man can live for him, no, you can't taste what another man tastes. You can only taste what you can taste. If your mind can't grasp that, then you're fucked. You a lost cause.
All right, bro, then I guess I better close Sidewalk University down.
No.
Motherfuckers coming there, they leaving there with a whole different attitude. So, of course, what you're saying is correct, but since you don't have a solution, that's your end result, and that's not true. If you had solutions...
What's the solution?
If you had
the solution...
Solution man, look.
The solution,
let me let
the solution is a
let
change
me
of philosophy.
Let me
go
in on and open your show, man, because I'm sick of trying to overtalk you motherfuckers, man. Fuck you.
Hi, what's up, bud? How you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. What's up? What you got?
Oh, I'm good, man. I just wanted to call in and I had your confidence course, man, and it's really helped me see how to work on myself, man. And it's been a real big help, and it's and I want to relay this to you. I'll spare you the details and stuff, but I had a dream about Kobe Bryant, right? And he was talking about mama mentality, and it's crazy you're bringing up the church thing, because it was like he had 24 hours to come down from heaven and relate the mama mentality. And after the dream was over, I looked into what he was really talking about, right? And it's just in line with exactly what you're saying in the confidence course. You know what I'm saying? Just it's all about you working on you being the best self that you could be for you, and that's where true confidence comes from. And it's a beautiful thing, man, once you get it.
Hey, man, I love what you're saying, bro, because it's absolutely true. I always have emphasized, I may sound conceited and shit, but I'm not. It's really
it's
about
all good, man. You,
it's
that's
about
the way
me.
You gotta be, you know,
it's about me to me. It's all about me to me. Because I ain't finna make it about you, because then who's making it about me? You know?
Exactly.
That's what I tell them women when they get to fucking with me. Look, baby, you know, you thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. So who the fuck thinking about me? So what I'm saying is, you gotta always remember, no one's gonna voluntarily think about you and want what you want for you. They're going to always give you some sort of reasoning that it's difficult or it's too difficult or you don't want that. Fuck that bullshit, man. It's about me and you, what we think. That's some good shit, bro. Thank you.
Exactly. And you got
650, what's up?
What's up with the pimping? All right, I got a question. When you had a Rolls Royce, was it easier for you to knock a bitch or was it harder?
It was harder.
Because I'm in this Tesla and these bitches is acting jealous.
I don't know nothing about no jealous, but it was harder. The reason it's harder is because you look like you're successful. That means you're going to work the shit out of bitch.
Yeah.
That's what the bitches
bitch
got
to work. A bitch got to stay working,
man. If they want to fuck with a motherfucker already rolling, they got to step up. They already know that.
Yeah.
So they don't, right, they,
so
they leave
question.
You alone mostly because they know you ain't bullshitting.
Yeah, got to shake them flies, man. Hey, thank you, though. Have a blessed one.
You know what? 916, what's up?
Oh, what's up, Rosebud? This is Luciano checking in from Winter Wonderland.
What's happening?
Hey, so I got a real question for you. Why didn't you tell a brother that you're able to wake up the dead?
Why did I tell somebody I'm able to wake up the dead?
Why didn't you tell me you were able to wake up the dead? Because it's a night and day difference from these cats just sound completely different after they deal with you. And I really called in because you sent me that message and I wasn't able to find the group.
Man, I ain't understanding your question.
I was just being funny, but I'm saying I was being funny by saying that you're able to wake up the dead.
Okay, I see that now. Hey, man, I'm 70. Sometimes I'm slow. But yeah, okay.
Nah, you still sharp. You still sharp because you got me. But I'm gonna keep you sharp just like you keep me sharp. Cause iron sharpens iron.
Yeah. So check it out. You said you couldn't find the group.
Yes, sir.
Hey man, hit me on my email. I'll direct you right to it. You wanted to get in Sidewalk University, but you couldn't find the group, right?
Yes, sir.
Hit me, man, so I can tell you how to do it.
I got you, boss. Have a good one. Happy 4th of July, bud.
Same to you, brother. Same to all you guys. Okay, private number, I'm going to give you a chance, man, but as soon as I hear you that pizza, man, you dead. Private, what's up?
Hey, bud, what's up? Happy Independence Day, my bro. Hey, when you were pimping in Oakland, how did you deal with the Italian mafia? Did you ever have to beat those motherfuckers up? Because I always want to know how my boy Bud operates. And
hey, but listen, man. Listen. This ain't television. This is the real life. Ain't no goddamn mafia Italian motherfucker. And nowhere independent. I ain't never seen one. Hey, when I was in Chicago, New York, all of them, they supposed to be there. They ain't them motherfuckers. I ain't saying they don't exist. But I'm saying they should.
What about the Zodiac killer? How'd you deal with that Zodiac killer? Were y'all going to bust that motherfucker up if you crossed paths with him back in the day when that punk bitch Zodiac killer was on the roof?
Bro, no. Ain't nobody fucking with nobody like that, man.
All right, well, I love the fuck out of you. I need you to know I love the fuck out of you.
Do
what? My boy, Bud, I love the fuck out. I love the fuck out of you, motherfucker. And I'm rolling with you, Bud.
Well, get with me, man, so we can roll then. Okay, now you guys, check this out. I'm trying to get somewhere, you know, with this. I really and truly am serious. And it's not, you know, really about the money. What I'm saying is, when you want something, you have to get in character for it. Dress everything. With nothing formal. You guys don't have nothing formal. You're letting everything important that we fought for, that we went through, slide. And you're doing it because you don't realize the less formal you are, the less you think you deserve to be treated fair. Black tie events were formal. But there's formal because just anybody can't come to it. But today, it ain't no such thing as a black tie event. Ain't nothing such thing as something that important. And when you do see one, hardly any people under 35 are dressed in black ties. When you deformalize formal things, you're unraveling the fabric that your life depends on. Now, on another note, these days, there's so many dudes out in the streets claiming to be real. Most of the guys I speak with don't even go at it straight laced. They don't even try. Then again, a lot of dudes I speak with have no clue about how it really should go. Some guys talk about buying bitches shit before the bitch stand tall, or they be offering bitches part ownership and some shit. And the one thing none of them know is that's what's killing this game. The one and only reward any of us should want from this abadabba is the abadabba. What you do with your money and your other games is completely on you. It's up to you. And hopefully you're going to do some good shit with that. I hope you do some good things with your money in your later life. All those women supposed to know is there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow and it's totally available to you, baby, if you come here with me. I'm just saying. She simply has to wait on it to get it. The true man does not promise a woman shit except a royal life worth living with me. You got to have strong women, and having them hold on to some kind of promise you made them. You made this bitch's promise just to get up for to get with you. That's asking for trouble. Because the broad's holding on to something other than fear, abadabba. When women do that, she won't be as sharp as she could be. Just as a man using things other than the abadabba to catch a bitch is not sharp as he could be. The things you promise a female to get her makes you Monty Hall. You know that deal making, let's make a deal, motherfucker? A real stand-up woman only wants to know that you have principles and righteous abadabra. And I'm giving her knowledge that, you know, going to last her a lifetime. And she really ain't got to be with me. Excuse me. She ain't got to stay with me. She could choose to leave and lavish all the knowledge I gave her on another motherfucker. I ain't mad at her if she do. Because I'm a firm believer in the fact she looked better going than she did coming. When she was coming, I didn't know what the fuck she was going to be about. But watching her leave, I know I got paid. The true practitioner will understand what I just said, and those who won't get it will complain that I'm out of touch. Fact is, I'm so goddamn happy to be out of touch with the way you motherfuckers do shit, I can scream. I would not be about this abadabra today. Even if I was turning out tomorrow, I wouldn't develop the kind of crutch-having methods of catching bitches you motherfuckers do. I would be as my forefathers were in this abadabra. You can be like you want. I ain't in it no more, but it's not being straight up when you offer motherfuckers some shit to get with you. Instead of just telling her, you here available, baby, if you want to fuck with me, come on. And if you don't, get on. You know. Suckers imitating master players. That's sin. You motherfuckers can't stand it, I know. I got way too much gay, and the shit be coming, and it keeps coming. And what's really exciting is that I'll make up new shit to talk about. Fuck. I don't make up new shit to talk about. Shit I talk about is what I talk about all the time. Because I'm real. I talk about the same shit all the time. When is a motherfucking physicist not going to talk about physics? Shit. There you go. I'm the same motherfucking way. I'm gone. Y'all be cool.